This is Carol Flagg reporting for Health Gun Radio at HIMSS 18 in Las Vegas, and the following is my HIMSS highlight with Terry McAleer, the president of Orion Health U.S. Hi, Terry. Thanks so much for sitting down with us this afternoon.
Thank you. Appreciate being here. Yeah.
So, Terry, I understand this is, what, your 20th, 30th, 25th, 22nd? You've lost count at how many HIMSS you've been to. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's somewhere around 20. I've been here quite a few. I missed last year's because I was retired, but I am now back in full force.
And so you're back in retirement, and you're working for Orion Health. We love that company, the local Scottsdale, Arizona girl here. I understand that Orion Health is working with Amazon Web Services. Can you describe that relationship and what that relationship is about?
It's a very strong and very tight relationship. Mm. All of our SaaS-based operations are run out of Amazon Web Services. So we have a very close relationship. We do. They help us with a proof of concept from time to time where we can stand things up and not really have to incur a whole lot of charges until we're ready to go live. They help us with our marketing. We help them. One of our people spoke at their cloud forum today. And I meet with our AWS account executive frequently. Just met with them last week.
Mm. So obviously Orion Health is a global healthcare company, started in New Zealand. What, in your opinion, can we in the U.S. learn from other countries about healthcare? Obviously, any studies that you see out there, you know, the U.S. is not number one, not number two, not number 10. You know, it's quite a ways down the list and as far as healthcare. So what are some of the lessons learned do you think that we have to adopt as a country to improve healthcare overall?
Well, we're in about 26 countries, I believe, right now, Orion Health is.
Yeah, it's huge.
And 25 of them all have pretty much the same kind of healthcare system. It's very population health focused. You know, it's national healthcare, it's single payer system. So they've had the need to focus on population health for quite a number of years, where we haven't in this country. But interestingly enough, we have about 110 million patient records from around the globe. In our systems. And we can't take that data out of the countries, but we can query it. So we can do a lot of queries against all that data to find out what are they doing that we're not doing, and we can provide these kind of insights to our customers. And we'll talk more about that later when we talk about what we got going that's new.
Yeah, that's a huge amount of data.
Yeah, and it's growing. I mean, it was 105 million when I got here. We're actually adding new countries as well. So the country count's going up as well. So we're getting a lot of data from all over the globe.
Well, so let's segue into that. HIMSS 18, what's new in Orion Health? What are you guys working on? What are you showcasing here this year? And finally, where do you expect the conversation with population health to go?
Well, we've got two announcements that we're doing here at HIMSS. One is that our Rhapsody interoperability engine is kind of the gold standard, and we are announcing that it's now available on a SaaS basis out of AWS. So that we're moving that to the cloud with AWS, and that's a pretty big move for us, and we think it'll make a big difference. The other is we're announcing Amadeus Intelligence, which is a deep machine learning product that actually goes against all that data we just talked about. It's a project that's been in development for about 2.5 years in an academic setting that we've joint funded, and they finally came up with the final product that we're going to bring to market. So we're announcing it here at HIMSS, and it's quite an interesting application of precision medicine, personalized medicine, and artificial intelligence.
So we're at HIMSS 18. Obviously, we think you'll be here at HIMSS 19 next year, right?
That's the plan.
And, you know, just sort of maybe look at your crystal ball a little bit. Population health, obviously, we've been talking about HIMSS the last few years. It's one of those trending topics that will be as big, I think, this year as it's ever been. Orion Health, you guys are leaders in this particular area. What does the average hospital need to know about population health?
Wow.
I know. That's a big question.
Well, it's not so much the hospital, right, as it is the community, whether it's government or whether it's state, local, federal government, could be national health systems. But if you take a look at where the market's going, the market's going to go to personalized medicine with deep machine learning. Now, you say, well, okay, that's not going to happen tomorrow morning, but here's the why, right? We start out saying we got to do value-based care, right? We got to do that because we can't sustain our current financial model, right? Well, that takes you to population health, right? Value-based care. You follow the breadcrumbs, you end up at population health. Well, and so the traditional approach is, okay, let me gather all the EMR data that I can get and put it together and aggregate it and curate it, right? Well, that's 10% of what you need in terms of the data. You need a whole bunch of other data to really get to population health. So you have a scalability issue out of the box, right? I'm going to need 1,000 times that much data. So you got to have a scalability model. And that takes you to things like the personalized medicine, genomics, the internet of patients is what I call it. You know, these wearables are going to get more and more sophisticated and get more and more data, and you're going to have that data. So now you got genomics data, you got all this wearables data, you got social determinants data, you got a huge amount of data that you can now apply deep machine learning to. And that's how we're going to get populations healthy again and catch up to the other countries of the world that were like 24th or 5th out. So,
right where we need to be. Terry, thank you so much for your time and your insights today.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.